Gedvak, we are holding in Kuf Ayin Aleph Sif Yud Beis, starting a new Sif, this short Sif. From here on in, from the rest of the Simon, goes relatively easy. There's not that much trade here, so hopefully tonight we'll hopefully cover Sif Yud Beis and Sif Yud Gimel, and maybe some more than that. All right, let's see. Zokta Mechaba, Dina Degura Ogud. This halacha that you're allowed to do good or good is afilu b'davar shekuloi eini roi le'echadu. Even if the whole thing entirely, when it was together in the shutfis, is not roi. If you recall, we said that the klal gadol, whenever there's a sheer chaluka, you cannot do good or good, right? Because chaluka is better than good or good. If you can do chaluka, vadi do chaluka. If you can't do chaluka, then you do good or good, right? But what happens if the entire shutfis to begin with doesn't have the sheir chalukah? So let's say you need four amis for a sada or for a chatza. So if you have seven amis, so it's, each one's going to be left if they do chalukah 3.5. So chalukah, that's not enough. So there's no chalukah, so you do good agad. That's good. But what happens if the entire shutfis together before the good agad only had 3.5 amis? So it didn't even have enough to be worthy for them to use to begin with. It wasn't a sheer sada or a sheer chatz or whatever it is, a sheer bayis to begin with. Is there a din good or agud or not? So the first shita holds, yes, there is a din good or agud, even shekula in a roi le'echadu, even when they was together in the shutfas, it wasn't enough to be considered roi, there's still going to be a din of good or agud. We're going to see. V'yesh chokum v'zen, the Rama argues, and the Rama says, b'chai gav, that there is no good or agud. All right. So let's bring this out. It's actually going to be a shaila, how to even touch the words of the Rama for yesh chokum v'zen. What does he mean? What's the reason why he's arguing? But let's go back to the beginning. It really starts, it's a Rishonim. There's a tour. The tour brings down the Ramban. The Ramban in Baba Basra Yud Gimel Mem Beis holds that if this whole chatzah only has Gimel Amis, there's only three Amis in the whole chatzah, the Ramban holds there is a din of Gura Ogin. That's the Shitas HaRamban, which is the Shitas HaMechaba, right? There is a din of Gura Ogin, afilu b'dav shein shekula in a roi lechadu. Comes along the tour, and the tour argues with the Ramban. And he says, v'loi nihirili, I don't agree with the Ramban, v'loi nihirili hisvara, because to force me to do a good or a good would not be fair, because I'm going to end up with something that's not usable. Bishloima, if, when you have a larger, you have seven amis, so you want to force me to do good or good that I hear. Because at the end of the day, if I win and I'll pay good money for it, at least I'll get a good chatzah. It's seven amas. I only need four. I got seven. That's great. I'll have something usable. Mashenkin, here you're going to force me to go to a good or good. I really don't have a good choice. What's my choice? To buy you out? I'm the nitzah. You're asking me, giving you the choice. Either I buy you out or I sell out. To buy you out, I should spend money on something that's not really usable? LMI to sell out, so then I lose my item. So I'm really not getting a fair deal here. There's no real good option on the table. So therefore, you can't do good argument. As I turned it to turn.
No one's going to be in a win-win situation. Everybody's going
to
be a
win. Right, correct. So then we'll have to stay together. At least, Chach, when we stay together, we'll have. What?
If I don't have enough for myself, I can have enough for both of us.
You're right, we don't. It's not going to happen. But at least I don't. If we stay together, I don't have to pay for it. Here you're forcing me to pay for it. You're telling me good or agud, and you're giving me a choice either to pay for it. Why should I pay for something that's not really usable? LMI to give it up, so I'm losing my item. So
if it's not usable, you should be happy to lose it. If it's not good enough for you to buy, that's
well, it's not ideal, because it's not the sheer roi. I do get some use out of it. It's not like me this time. I do have some use out of it. Why not? You definitely have some use out of this item, even if it's not the share right. But to force me to pay for something that's not ideal, that's not really worthy of use, that's not true.
You're not losing anything by splitting this item.
Oh, to do a chalukah?
Yeah, I'm not losing anything.
Oh, that devout we didn't have. So far, we have the Ramban who says you do good or all good. So I'm going to get there. But, so it comes along the tour, and the tour continues. And he says, V'rama kosav. He himself argued like that. Then he says, V'rama kosav. That Hayois, it only started off with three amis. So it's not your typical chatzah. You're not going to do in this chatzah like you normally do. I don't know, take a suntan. I'm not sure what you normally do in a chatzah. Whatever you normally do in a chatzah that you need 4 amis for, you're not going to do over here because you only have 3 amis. So even when you were b'shutfim, you're not going to do that. So what will you do? What were you doing? What were these two people doing while they were b'shutfim in this thing? Must be they were doing something else. What were they doing? They were storing peiris. They were using it as a storage place. They weren't using it as a normal chatzah, they were using it as an undersized chatzah that you do something else with. Zakhtar Amar, if you're only storing fruit there, that you could do even on half of 3.5 amis as well, or half of 3 amis. If you only have 1.5 amis, you could also store peris. So you store fewer peris. Instead of storing peris on 3 amis, you store peris for 1.5 amis. Zakhtar Amar, in Kinam Advarim, this is what you mean to say, in Kinam Advarim, it's considered Yesh Boi Kedei Chalukah. What's Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah? The reason why we say Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah, you can't be chaylik, is because when you're together, you had one function, and now if you're going to split it in half, now you're not left with that function anymore, so it's Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah. When we were together, we had a shir chatzah, we were able to use it properly. And if I split it in half, I don't have the shir chatzah, I can't use it properly. But I used to begin with, I didn't have the shir chatzah. At Pachas Mika Shir. So I wasn't using it in the normal fashion anyway. What else was I doing? I was doing something else. I was storing prayers. Storing prayers, like the Ramah, Numal, if that's what you were doing, you could do that even in half the space as well. So Mamela blights like a Yesh Be Kedei Chalukah. Oh, and by Yesh Be Kedei Chalukah, there's no Din Gerogad. So there's a different reason why there's not going to be a Gerogad here. Not going to be a Gerogad because it's a Yesh Be Kedei Chalukah. It's called the storage house, or a storage place. Okay, that's right. So it's something, and in that, it's considered Yesh Be Kedei Chalukah. Mamela doesn't pass good argot. Not come with that. It's Kedai.
Sometimes it's not Kedai.
Right, good. Oh, no, and Anakanami, the Ramah himself is maskim that his svar is not always applicable. He's maskim that at times, even when there was an undersized chatzah to begin with, if you split it in half, you lose even the function of an undersized chatzah. And the Mela, yes, then it'll be an Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah. And then the Ramah Grada holds, then you'll do good or good, like the Ramban Grada. But all right, but Anakanami, he's just saying that very often that's the case. If it started off undersized, so in that undersized shutvis, it's now considered Yesh Be Kedei Chalukah, because if you split it in half, so it's more undersized, but you'll still have the same function. So, Kipshutai, when you read the Torah, Kipshutai, the Torah is really giving two different reasons how to argue with the Ramban. Ramban holds the Yizir, is a dinner good or good? First reason to argue, Zok the Torah, is because you forced me to buy something that's not Roy. So it doesn't pass good argument. And the second reason to argue with the Ramban is because it's considered Yesh Be Kedei Chalukah, like the Ramah. Forget whatever function you had when you were Beshutvis, you still have now. So it's considered Yesh Be Kedei Chalukah. Memele, there's no good argument. L'chaira, that's how you learn the Torah, that there's two reasons to argue. Now, Ibn Kinim Adram, so now when you read the Ramah, V'yesh Chokim Bezeh, there are those who argue with the Ramban. So who does the Ramah mean? Does he mean the Torah because of his Svara that you can't force me to buy something that's not worthy, that's not usable? Or does he mean the Ramah that there's no good argument here because it's a Yesh Be Kedei Chalukah? Or maybe both? Sorry? It's for two different reasons. Yeah, you have to know, I mean, the Torah L'chayra, okay, we'll get to it. Yeah, okay, but anyway, that's just a lashon, a royal we, you know, it's a, if the Yesh Chokin, even if it's only me one. Lemaisa is, there's a Naterist Tzvi over here in Sivkot and Tezvav, who taka taiches the Ramah. When Yesh Chokin bezeh, he means the Ramah. That's how he taiches. Even though in our parentheses in the Shulchan Aruch it says the Tor, but Kiyidua, these parentheses was not inserted by the Ramah himself. It was considered by the Matfisim later on. Maybe the Sma, we have to know who it was, but it wasn't the Ramah himself. So in the Ramah, I don't know what the Ramah holds. If the Ramah is going with the Tor or going with the Ramah. That Kibbutz doesn't bring it down. Uh-huh. Right, so we're stuck here. The Tor brought the Ramah. Oh, when you mean the Torah, he means the Torah's Ramah? Oh, yeah. Okay, fine. Okay, but you don't have to go on, because mice, it's not the Ramah who wrote it. He didn't write that. So that's a Shaila. Now let's play this out. When you talk about that, they're sorry from each other. The Torah should agree with the Ramah, Svara. Right? He brings the Ramah, it sounds like he agrees. His whole svara was not kedai to buy and spend money. But if I don't have to spend money, if I'm just doing a chaluka and it's undersized, I'm making it more undersized, but I still have the ishtamshes on it, the cheder too would be moided to the Ramah svara. And then in Cain, when do you need the Torah svara? Why did the Torah need an additional svara for to argue with the Ramah? And you always have the Ramah svara that it's considered yesh bei kedai chaluka. Al kocha, you have to say that the whole Torah svara is negeya only when if I'll cut this undersized item further, I'll even lose that ishtamshes. When it was 3 amis, I could store peris. And if I cut it to 1.5 amis, I can't even store peris. So then I won't have the Ramah. Ramah entertains such a case that you maybe if you cut it further, you'll even lose that secondary ishtamshes that you were using till now. And Memela, it's considered an aim by Kadei Chalukah. So Memela, there should be good agad like the Ramban. And for Tazim Zaktatur, no, there is no good agad because how could you force me to buy something that's not Roy? So you'll need the Tur Svara when, by cutting it further, by being Chaylik this further, you will lose ishtamshes and it's considered an aim by Kadei Chalukah. That's Lechay what you're going to have to say. All right. You'll be stuck forever, right? You don't have a chaluk, you don't have a good agad, you're going to be stuck, right? Later tour, you're stuck. You're going to have to, one guy's going to have to make it so sweet for the other guy to make a chaluk. Otherwise, it's, or to sell it, or to do something with it. Otherwise, you guys are stuck for life, right? Mimela. First of all, maybe you got it from Hefka, Biyarusha, Matona. I can get all other cases I didn't spend money. Or maybe, yeah, I spent half the money with you, but now you're forcing me to pay more money to buy this thing that's not desirable. That not. Now, that's how I would have learned it. Comes along the Sma, Sivka and Kaf Tes, and the Sma says that the Yesh Koken of this Ramah, he means the Tur Svara, not the Ramah Svara, he means the Tur Svara. And it's also Lavush who says that, and the Shamishput, Sivkan Ches over here says that they all learn that the Yesh Koken means the Tur, not like that Teres Tzvi. I and the Ramah, and they learn Kilo, the Ramah is a Maima Muska, nothing to do with the Ramban. The Ramah Svara is something separate. Really, there's a Makluk is going on between the Ramban and the Tur. And then you should know, Mio Masekatur, Kilo, like it's something else, Masekatur, B'Shem Ramah, that if you could still have the same function out of it, it's considered a Yesh Bekadei Chalukah. So Mameilo, it's a Yesh Bekadei Chalukah, and you're Chokin, and you don't do good or good. V'lekaman de Polagaha, and no one argues on the Ramah Svara. That's how they learned the Torah. Kilo, the Torah is on your Ramban, and then you have a Ramah separate, and the Ramah just a nice Svara, and that no one will argue. In the Pelu, we know Nog. Of course, the Ramban argues with the Ramah. The Ramban holds it's good or agad, and if you learn like the Ramah, that's Chaluka, then there's no good or agad. Whenever you have a Chaluka, there's no din good or agad. What is he saying? That the Ramah is separate and everyone agrees to Ramah. It sounds like that they learned the Ramah, that the whole Ramah, it's a shtiko doichik, but they learned that there's no machlokes between the Ramban and the Ramah because the Ramban was only talking about a case when you'll cut it further, you'll lose your hishtamshes. Shtekal deichik in the Ramban. And Memela zok the Ramban, b'chayagavna, the only option is good agad, and you do good agad. And Anat Torah says, no, you don't do good agad. But enechanami, if you'll cut it in a way that you could still use those secondary hishtamshes, like storing pears or whatever, then even the Ramban would be moided to the Ramah that you'll do chaluk and you won't do good agad. Which then comes out of big chiddush even teaching the Mechava. When the Mechava says, dina good agad, we'll do shukule in a roi, it's not true. It's only true when if you'll do a chaluka, you'll lose those secondary ishtamshes. But if you won't, then you should be doing chaluka and not good organ. Chosim and Asayfa, Sayin the Ramban and Sayin the Mechab. It's a pella on the smal, how he teaches the Torah like that. At the end of the day, we have two options how to teach the Ramah. Does the Ramah mean als the Torah Svara, which is the smal learned? Or does the Ramah mean als the Yad Ramah Svara, which is like the Teres Tzvi? All right. Comes along the Shah Mishbot in Sifkot Nuches. He lived like in the 1700s. He's not much after the Sma, but he's after the Sma, yeah. He just says in the Ramah, he says it like that he means the Ramah. He's not maggish that he's arguing with the Sma's Pshat in the Ramah. But that's how he says it. All right. Comes along the Sham Mishpat, and the Sham Mishpat argues with the Torah. Says that he doesn't have a koyach lachriya, but he says nearly that the Torah svar is a pella. What does the Torah mean to argue with the Ramban? The Torah is saying that how you're talking, you're going to do a good argument, you're going to force me to buy something that's not usable. You can't have such a good argument. That's what the Torah svar was to argue with the Ramban. So the Sham Mishpat, what type of svar is that? It's not true. He gives two examples to argue with the Torah. He says, first of all, he said, we find our halacha that if you'll have an usher and an oni, an oni can't afford to buy, still the usher has the right to do good argot. It's not fair, the oni can't participate, he can't compete, he can't pay the price that the usher is asking for. Nevertheless, there's a din good argot. So to hear, the teve is asking for good argot. It's not really usable, it's tough, but the teve still wants to do good argot. He wants this not so usable lot anyway. So just because the nitva feels it's not desirable that you stop, or he can't afford, he doesn't want to spend the money on something that's not desirable, that should stop the teveya from asking good or good. The ani also doesn't want to spend the money on that item because he can't afford it, and yet the teveya still could find a good or good.
It's so, not so. It's a different thing, yeah.
Oh, we're going to get to it. Wow, very good. Then Dr. Shamishpah Nacharaya is that we paskin, the Ramah says of before in Sivav, the Ramah says that you allow to be kaitzitz a price of good agud even well above the market value. So let's say the market value for this item is 100, and I'm kaitzitz 100. For 100, you'd participate, but I knew that, and I want to get the chayfit, so I say, you know, I'll pay 150 for the item. Good or good on 150. For 150, it's not kedai for you. What's the halacha? The halacha is it for your good or good? It's not kedai for you. For 100, it was kedai, and for 150, it's not kedai. There's still good or good. Dr. Shah Mishpat, so to hear, it's not kedai for you to buy this piece of land, so what's not kedai for you? Who cares? But there's still a good or good. It's kedai for me. Just like it's kedai for the teveya to pay an overpriced price for the item, even though it's not kedai for the nitva, we still say good or good. So to here, we should be able to say good or good, even though it's not kedai for the nitva. As I frak the Sham Mishpat, merely he says that he wants to be machriya halacha lemaisa like the Ramban, like the Machaba, that you could tain a good or good. That's the Sham Mishpat. And the Pele is what you're saying. Both of you being very good. Is that it's not daima to both of his cases. His case was, let's take the usher of ani. Be'emes, the ani can't afford to participate. That's not the usher. So what? So, but the usher could afford. He wants to do a good argot. And the ani has a problem. But there's nothing wrong about smooth with a good argot. It was a fair good argot. Just the ani can't afford. Is not interested in paying. The marshal, every good argot really is like that. Right? Every good argot, when the nitva decides to let it go and let the tevei buy it, means he decided that it's not kedai for him to buy it. And yet, that is good argot, right? But now the nitva decided it's not kedai for me to buy, so it shouldn't be good argot. No, that is good argot. When the nitva doesn't want to buy it, so then the teveya buys it. That is good argot. Mashenkin over here, the problem is that the chayfetz is not right. There's something wrong with the item. There's something wrong with the shutfis. There's something wrong with the good argot bat smusai. Lamashal. We have a halacha before in Sifches. The Ramah says in Sifches, that by a chotzer you can't do good argot. If I have a house and you have a house, we have two houses, and we share one chotzer. Zakhtar Amar, you can't do good argot on that chotzer. Why can't you do good argot on the chotzer? Because you're forcing me, putting me into a tight position, because if I give it up, I have no way to get to my house. So you're not giving me a fair option. Means when you come to me and say good or argot, the option of argot, that you're going to buy it, is not good for me. I'm not left with, you're going to pay me money. Shkoyah can pay me money. But how am I going to get to my house now? I'm going to fly into my house? I have no way to get into, I have no walkway to get to my house. When you're giving me an option that bat smusa is not a good option, it's not a good or argot, it's not going to work. You have to give me a good option. Well, a mashal, we had another case in Sif Yud. We had a case that if you're going to do good or argot just on the Yisrain, right? What was the case? Right? There was a case over there. What was it? It was seven amis. Name of the name of Nasa Bezko Echa Chiyah Bekashir Vecha Cotton. And he ate all our cotton, not the tail of golden, right? So there was, let's say, seven amis. And I tell you, you take four amis and I'll take three. And you'll pay me for taking that extra ammo. Or if I can, I'll take four and you take three and I'll pay you for that Yisron that you're giving me. So basically, I want to do a good agud only on that Yisron, only on that seventh Amma. And the halach is you can't do good agud over there. Why not? You can't do good agud is because on the tzad that you're going to end up with the four, I'm going to end up with three. Three is not usable. Three is not right. Three is not right. It's not a good option, a good agud. You're leaving me with something that's not really functionable. So that's not a good agud. It doesn't work. You could only do good agud if the good agud, the two options are fair and normal, are roi. The Rishonim say Allah has to be roi. If two options are roi, then you can do good agud. If it's not roi, you can't do good agud. So getting back to our case over here, when the whole item to begin with was less than four amis, was three, so it's not roi, it's not usable. So tying it the tour, very good. How could you do a good agud? You're forcing me to buy something that's not roi. It's just like over there in Sif Yud, when you're going to force me to be left with something that's only three amis. It's not roi. It's not going to work. Bekitza, like you're tying this, it's chaluk whether the problem is in the chayfitz itself. Mitzad the shutvis itself, so then it's not a good agud. Or the problem is mitzad the nitvah. Mitzad the good agud, it's fine. Just the nitvah is an ani and he doesn't want to spend the money, or because the tevei asked a higher price and the nitvah feels it's not kedai to spend that higher price. So what? So he feels it's not kedai, but the tevei feels it's yeah kedai. So there will be a good agud. The problem here is that the chayfitz itself is not right. So it's not a good agud. It's not a good agud. It's not a proper good agud. It's not going to work. Memela, I don't know what the shamish but is saying. Sorry? Second rise also. What was the second rise? You're forcing me to overpay. So there's nothing wrong with the chayfitz. The chayfitz is a good guy. I'm giving you... But I'm still giving you a good option. You could either take the overpriced money and put it into your pocket, which is very nice. You pad your pocket with even extra money. Or you buy a chayfitz. If you want to buy the chayfitz, it means you feel that it's right to buy the chayfitz. At least you're going to end up with a chayfitz that's functionable. You have a good chayfitz. You're ending up with something that's usable. Mashenkin over here, that you're ending up with a chayfitz that's not usable, it's not roi, so then it's not a good agud. L'chaya, at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisamidim Machlekes L'naf, because you have a mechaba and Ramo, and Mamelo, you're going to be able to say Kimli. If the guy wants to say good agud, you're going to say, no, I don't. You can't find a good agud, either because of the Tor or because of the Ramah. We're not sure which one the Ramah means, or both. For two svaras, the Tor and the Ramah svar. But all right, fine, let's move on, Rabbi Yisamidim. Sif Yud Gimel. Well, the Tevei will ask for a good agud. The Nitva will say nothing. Right. So, like Tetra, you can't say anything. Like Tetra, you'll be able to say Chalukah. And Lechayr Tatalinam Mitzis. If you still have the same functions, then you'll say Chalukah. And if you don't have the same functions, then you can't say Chalukah and you can't say good agud. You'll be married for life. You're going to be stuck with each other. All right, let's move on, Rabbi. So, Sif Yud Gimel is a new Inyan. I mean, it's also a good agud, but it takes on a whole new angle. And Sif Yud Gimel is very nageh, because many of the good aguds today, maybe even most of the good aguds today, really involve Sif Yud Gimel. The nature of the shutfis is such that they own more than one item, and the items that they own are not really the exact same items. You can own a lot of items in a shutfis, and then the child is, so how do you do good agud? How do you do chalukah? If it's not chalukable, then how do you do good agud? And good agud on both of them together, on each one individually, how are you going to do it? So that's Sif Yud Gimel. Let's see. Dove shein tashmish shava. You have something that its use, its function is not the same. Kegoin, shtei shfachas, you have two maids, but ha'achas yudas lefaisa levashel, one is good in the kitchen, she cooks and bakes, ve'achas yudas litvais, and the other one knows how to sew. So even though they're both shvachas, but they're really two different types of shvachas. They're mimbish ein amina, they do two different things. So, oishnei kelim, or you have two kelim, she'im malachtin shavi, you have a tape recorder and a blender. So they're two appliances, let's say, but they have two different functions. And each shutev says, I need both of them. I need someone to cook, and I need someone to sew. I need a tape recorder, and I need a blender. I need both. What am I going to do now? Then, I feel im demeim shavim, even if they're exactly the price the same. These two shvachas cost the same amount of money, but they do two different things. A person cannot force his shutev to say, okay, take whichever one you want, and I'll take the other one. You want the one that cooks, I'll take the one that sews. You want the one that sews, I'll take the one that cooks. You cannot say that. There is no such tine of good or agud. Why? Because each shutev needs both of them. Say yois. Well, to cut the shifra in half, she won't be able to cook or bake anymore. So well. So that's not a fair chalukah. I need both, and you need both. No, each field, when I cut in half, I still have the same function, just less. So until now, I was able to make 10 barrels of wine in this vineyard. Now I can only make 5 barrels of wine. But good, but I'm making the same wine, just less, half the amount. So that's chalukah, it's kedei chalukah. Here, I'm losing a hishtamshis. Till now, I had a certain hishtamshis out of the shutfis. And if you're going to take the one that could bake, what am I going to do? I'm going to eat out in restaurants from now on? Well, yeah, I have nothing to eat. I can't eat. So I need that shifka to cook. And I need someone to sew. So I need both. So you can't do chaluk on it. You can't do good agar either.
Why can't you do good agar? On both. So you said we don't have chaluk, you do good agar. Why can't you do good
agar? Oh, 1 second. Get to the other form of agar. But you can't do a good agar, so to speak, or this form of chalukah that you take one and I take one. That you can't do. Well, okay, we're going to... Let's play it out. Let's go. Let's continue the makaba. If they have a sada and a kerem, so one produces tefuah and one produces wine, grapes or oil, and each one is not large enough to do a chaluka. It means if the sada was a large sada and the kerem was large, so I have a simple solution. Let's cut the sada in half and the kerem in half. But it's each one alone is aimed by kedei chaluka. So now what do you do? I feel him the main shavam, even if the sod is priced the exact same price as the kerem, lo yemo toil ata sod vani kerem. Okay, you take a sod and I'll take the kerem or yipka. You can't do that for the same reason. Because I need both functions and you need both functions. I need a sod and a kerem and you need a sod and a kerem. So my male, it's not going to work. If I only need one and you only need one, we have a partial solution. I'll take the one that I need and you take the one that you need. If Ted says, I need both.
I understand that, but my question is, where could you force someone to say that you have to take that part and I have to take this one?
If let's say it'll be two sodas. It'll be two sodas. And then I could tell you take one and I take one. We have two houses. I tell you take one and I take one. If the two houses are comparable to each other, they're priced the same. I don't know, there was an investment. They went and invested and they built a complex. And they have two houses that they kept for themselves, left over, that they weren't able to sell. And now they want to divide the shutfis. So the two comparable, almost identical houses. But say that you take one and I take one. I'm not going to cut each house in half. You'll take a house and I'll take a house. But Mashenkin over here, where it's different functions, so I need both and you need both. So we can't do this, you take one and I take one. That's not a fair option.
Business, just your investments, so it's different.
Why?
You're selling it anyway.
Oh, if you're going to sell it anyway,
you're selling the money value that counts.
So maybe the guy will say, I don't want to sell it now. If I can, then now that I'm left over, I'll take the shifuka for myself. No. Right? And I need both and you need both. But I hear what you're driving. I didn't see anyone who's murdered. It's a good child. I don't know.
Why can't you do chalukas and shtamshes?
Then what?
The morning you should cook for you, and the afternoon you should cook for you.
And Ekanam, that's chalukas azmanim, but that's not great, right? We'd rather do something else. I don't want to be married to you for life. That we all, you have a sheer cleaning lasers on? Mm-hmm. It's a disaster.
You personally?
That's a disaster, right? That causes all these malfunctions. We do it, you know, because we can't have one clean lady the whole day. But that's what happens. It's just a recipe for disaster, right? All right. So now this is your etzah. Fine, let me do good agar b'shneim keechad. I'll buy, here's $200, I'll take both shvachas. Or you pay me $200 and you take both shvachas. Ain shemin lai. Even that is not a good taina. Why? Because he could taina back. Let's see the sma. Oh, let's see the sma. Sivkot and lamed aleph. Why isn't this a good taina? Hatur masik betaimi because of zeloshenoi sheyema. Because the nitva will taina beechid maspikli. I only need one. Sherei kol echad tashmisha b'fnei atzmai. Lamaisi, each one is doing its own thing, and I really only need the one that cooks. I don't need the one that sews. Or vice versa. I only need the one that sews. I don't need the one that cooks. And you're forcing me in a good argument on both bevasakas. You're forcing me to buy both when I really only need one. You're forcing me to $200 to buy both. I don't need it. If you did me a good argument on one of them, I'm willing to pay $100 for one of them. For the one that I need. For the one that cooks. But to pay $200 just to get one that I need and the other one to have extra, I don't want to do that.
Why? When you have a sod of 100, but you have to do 10 barrels of right?
Yeah, but that's because it's one sod. It's the same thing. Mashenken over here is two different items, right? It's two different shrachas. It's two different kelim. So to force to do a grandiose good organ on everything in the shutfis is not fair to me because I only need these items in the shutfis. They really have no shaka to each other.
What,
everything.
My question is, no good organ is everything or nothing. It's not
sure. Right. So it's
what's the blick over here? Is it everything in shutfis and everything where it's shutfis? We have partners in three different buildings, three different
zikaris. L'chayra, we have a partnership. Maybe we shared one bank account, so it's three. The partnership owned three items, but really, halakhically, you're supposed to look at it that you have three separate partnerships. You have a partnership on a one that knows how to bake, and you have a partnership on the one that knows how to sew. L'chayra, that's how you have to look at it in a halakhic light. That's what it's saying over here. So, Mamela Zaktis Ma, B'Shem the Tour, that's why you can't do it, because you're forcing me to buy. So, what should you do? That was before. So it means if you want a tiny, let's make a swap. You take one, I take one. I get tiny. That's not a good swap because I need both. If you're going to want a tiny, let's do a good or good on both pavas achas. I'll tiny. That's not good because maybe I only need one. So what is the eitzah? Continues the machab, but the eitzah is ela im yirtzah. What you should do yoy maloi beechad mem good or good. Do good organ on one of them individually at a time. Let's first talk about the baker. Let's do good organ. Vasheni and the one who knows how to sew, Isha b'shutfis. The seamstress will remain in the shutfis. And then we'll deal with her later. Same thing. Good organ. Let's first do good organ on the baker. And then tomorrow we'll do good organ on the seamstress. And whichever one you want, you'll participate in the good organ process. If you don't want it, you won't participate. So like this, we isolate a good organ on each item individually. So if a partnership owns 10 unique items where their hishtamshis are different one another, then you're supposed to do a good organ on each item separately. A good organ on this item, then on that item, kehena through the whole inventory. It usually doesn't have so many because usually it's the same type of inventory. Let's say they have a business together. They sell food. So we're going to see all the food l'chayra is just inventory of one business. But if they'll own an ice cream store and real estate and a nursing home, so yes, you do good organ on an ice cream store and then a good organ on the real estate and a good organ on the nursing home. You do three separate good organs.
What should we say? The fish and the meat and
the fish and the meat, l'chayra, it's all one. It's all considered on pashas. It's all schayra, like your type of a swar. It's all schayra. We're in it for the schayra. It's all schayra, which means fish, the meat. Yeah, that's pashas, not what we're doing. Correct. Right. All right. So this is the eight. You're supposed to do them individually. Now, let's go back to that sma sifkot and lamed aleph. The sma says like this. At the end of the sma, where that finger is showing, he's pointing, he's telling you a davar chodesh right now. The Mechabe said before that if you want to do a good agad on both of them, bevasachas, you can't do that good agad. Zog to Sma, I have an eitzah for you. What's my eitzah? The eitzah is, dim noisen lo yabreira va'ime. Oy toil, eze shetirza, v'tein li abeni beni. Either take one and let me have the other. And if there's a difference in price, okay, let's incorporate that into the good agad. You'll pay me the difference. Oy tosh name, or take both of them. V'tainli d'mei chalkeben, buy me out on both, or ferket, the inverse. Ani ese echad man, or I'll do one of these two options. Either I'll buy one, the one I want, and I'll pay you for the difference, or I'll buy both. Zaktasma, that will work. What does he mean? It means I'm doing a very large, expanded good agad. Good agad really now will have four options, two options, and its mirrored options. Good or good on these two shifkas, either take both of them or take whichever one you want and let me have the other. And if you don't like that, then I'll either take both of them or I'll take one of them, whichever one I want. And that will be the good or good. And Zakta Sma, that will work. Now, why does it work? Because really, let's go back. Really, this is the base asif. When the Torah said that the reason why you can't do good or good on both is because the Nitva might respond and say, I don't need both, I only need one. And if I'd rather have an individual good organ than the one I want, Zakta Beis Yosef right away he jumps on the tour and he says, "Im Kain, it's really Rama, Im Kain, then let the Tevei said, fine, Beseder, so then let's do a swap. Take the one that you want, and I'll take the other one." Because if you remember, really, I wanted Lechatchila, I wanted to swap them. But you told me now let us swap them because you really need both. right? Because you're tzarech lishneim. If I wanted to swap, you're going to say you need someone who knows how to sell and someone who knows how to bake. So then what did I do? I said, okay, fine, I hear the problem. So what I'll do is I'll do a good argument on both. Now you're coming and responding to me, no, I don't need both, too much. I only need one. I only need the one that bakes. So say this, and then let me do a good argument and make the swap. I'm back to the first option. You can't have the cake and eat it. What do you want? Do you need both? Then we'll do a good argument on both. And if you don't need both, you only really need one. But say this, so then let's do the swap. You take the one that you need, and I'll take the other one. And if it's the same price, gavaldik. If it's not the same price, so we'll work out the difference in price, and we'll incorporate that into the good argument. I'll take the baker and pay you the $100.
Say you want both, because you don't want both entirely. It's going
to
cost a lot more money that way.
Well, any good argument.
Right, but every good argument we're going to have to part ways, right? So I've had that you benefited from having both, but you're only willing to pay for one. That's what you're saying. Fine. So if you're only willing to pay for one, so let me do a good or good like that. Let's swap. You take one and I'll take the one because you're willing to be mavata and not pay for the other. So very good. So let me have the seamstress. You take the baker and we'll be good. And if it's a little bit more, so you'll pay a little bit more for the baker. Well, it's really good auger. Good chaluk is only when you have two identical things and you're making a clean break. Something that's not identical, by its nature, turns into a good auger. Kosher cane, if it's not the same price, so then you're adding money to it. So certainly it's a form of good auger. But even if it is the same price, you can't call it a chaluk. I mean, the baker is not a seamstress and seamstress is not a baker. I know, but that's a good argument. What I'm telling you is that we value the baker to be $10 worth more than the seamstress. So either you take the baker and pay me $10 and I'll take the seamstress, or I'll take the baker and pay you $10 and you take the seamstress. It's a form of a good argument type of a din. It means it's not going to be through a goyrel. It's not a chaluk. It's a good argument type of a din. So Zokta Beisaisi, he jumps on the Torah, he said, Abazai, then that will work. And the Beisaisi said, Nechanami, that will work. But the Torah, was we were talking about before, we guys started with one option. Okay, but now the Torah is talking about where a guy's starting with a different case of giving a choice of doing good or good on both. If the guy will respond and say, I don't want good or good on both, I only need one, then the Tevei could tell him, okay, so let's swap. You take one and I take one. And that works. Means, in Lumdis, what I did was I caught the guy, I pinned him down. He's going to have to face this good or good one way or another because I gave him two viable options, either having both or having the one that he wants. And if he doesn't like either because he doesn't want to pay for either, then I'll take those two options. Either I'll take both or I'll take the one that I want and we'll make the swap. And that's what this man means as well, is that's what we're doing. We're doing good or good on both. But when you count and say we can't do the good or good on both, so then I'll let you make a swap. That's l'chayra pshat nisma. All right, it's a chiddush, but it's very gishma. Comes along the Taz, and the Taz argues with the sma, and the Taz says he goes even further than the sma. Haldkop, Rabbi says it's simple, but haldkop. If you recall, we had a halacha before in Sif Yud. Sif Yud had a case that I want, it was seven amis, and I want to divide four and three. We'll do a good argument. Four is worth a little more than three. So I'll buy the four and pay you $10, and you take the three, or you take the four and pay me $10, and I'll take the three. And that, the Mechaber says, is no good, because the nitz is not really left with a good choice. And the tzad that he sells out, he's going to be left with three. That's not functional. He doesn't want that. Okay. But then the Mechaber said a blitz chiddush, which Olam, maybe Ad HaYom has a problem swallowing, and Yitzchak was bothered by this a lot, is that I'll fix that problem. You're worried about they can be left with something that you can't use. I'll give you an extra option, and that is I'll buy you out entirely. So what I do is I do a good ogud on the Yisrain, on that seventh Amah, four and three. Are you nervous you're going to be left with three? But say this, I'll buy you out entirely. I won't give you the option to buy me out entirely. Because really the good argument is on the four and the three, on that Yisron, on that seventh extra Amma. But you're going to be worried that you're going to be left with something that's not usable. But say that I'll calm your nerves and I'll offer you another option, an additional option that I'm willing to even buy you out completely and you don't have that problem. Once I take away your complaint, then you're back to face the music of a good argument on that Yisron. So that's the Mechab over there. Zokta Taz, a bazaar, you could do the same shtickle over here. What happened? I told you I want to make a swap. I want to say, you take the seamstress and I take the baker. Well, fuck it. You came along with this blitz diner that, ooh, you need both. Ah, very good. You need both. Besides, I'm willing to sell you both. I'm not willing to buy both. I don't have the money for both. I'm not interested in buying both. But I'm really interested in doing a swap. Navas, you're complaining that you need both. Oh, you need both. Besides, so buy both. So he's really going an extra step beyond the Sma. The Sma says, I have to do a dual good or agud. I have to give you sort of four choices. Buy both, swap the one you want, or I'll buy both, or I'll swap the one I want. Zakta Taz, what do you need four choices for? Just give three choices. Swap, you take the one you want, or I'll take the one I want. Are you worried about the fact that you're not going to be left with both? No problem, so I'll give you a third choice. You can buy both if you want. But I'm never buying both. And that should also work. As I said, just like you see in Sif Yud, that you could do a good or agud. And when you have a complaint, I could just band-aid that complaint. I could just do something, give you another option just to take care of your complaint. So to hear Zakta Taz, I could do the same thing. Let's swap, and you have a complaint that you need both, no problem. So I'll band-aid that. I'll let you buy both. So even though I'm not willing to buy both, it's still going to work. Again, that was his time. So then you don't want to buy both. So then let's swap. I really have a right to break the shutter to call a good augur, right? So if when you say you need both, means that you need both, means not just you need both in a partnership, but you'd be willing to even buy both, not just as a partnership. Okay, so let me, maybe this is what you mean, I'll tell me if you mean this, is that L'chaira, there's a vast chilek between Sif Yud and Sif Yud Gimel, to argue with the Das. I think the Sma is Pashit, and you can't do this over here, you can't fix this over here. And that is, Bishlom over there and Sif Yud, the good argid was a fair good argid. You take four and I take three, or you take three and I take four. It was a fair good argid be your side. Very fair. It means I took a shutvis and I cut the shutvis in half. It was a very type of fair type of a good or agud. Novas, you have a problem that you're left with something that's not usable. So I gave you an option to take care of that complaint. Fine, I'll buy you out. So that takes care of your complaint. So now you're complaintless. So now we're back to the drawing board. We have a good or agud. That good or agud is, namely, on the yisrin. Either you take that extra amma, I'll take the extra amma, and the rest will be chaylik. Over here, when the Mechaber says at the beginning that you can't do a swap, you take the seamstress and I take the baker, is because, like you're saying, is because it's not, it's a zaitik, a complaint. This is not good or ugly. This is not a chalukah. This is not how you divide a shutvis. Because Kozma and we're together, I need both, and I have the shtamshes of both. And giving me an option of having one, be it the baker or the seamstress, is not a good chalukah. It's not a good organ. It's nothing. You're doing something terrible. It doesn't work. You're creating something that doesn't make sense. Over there was a you say this thing, a good agud. You have a problem. I dealt with your problem and I gave you an option. Over here, there is no such good agud. You can't do such a good agud where either choice is no good. Baker is no good because I need the seamstress as well. Seamstress is no good because I need the baker as well. And while we were together, I had the benefit of both. So what you're forcing me is to take something that's less than my chelik and my shutvis. That's not a good agud. That's nothing. It's not a good chalukah. It doesn't work. The Ramban and the Adramah say it in a different lashon. It's not a good agud because good agud is either buy one or sell one. But not when you're forcing me to buy and sell bevazachas. It means you're forcing me to give up something in my shutvis even though when I'm buying into my shutvis. That doesn't work. So it's not. The whole thing doesn't start. If you don't start, you can't start band-aiding it with a third option. If you start, if you have a good or agud, and you have a problem, so I'll take care of that problem. I'll address it. Over here, it doesn't start. A good or agud of a swap doesn't work. This man never meant that we started with a good or agud of a swap, and then to take care of your problem, okay, fine, I'll do a good or agud on both of them, bevazachas. With this man, Beis Eisa started the other way around. We'll do a good agud on both bevasaches, and that is a fair good agud. Till now you had ishtamshes of both, and I'm giving you that option right now. Gizintayt, so buy both. And if you don't want to buy both, then I'll buy both. And that's a fair good agud. Novaz, you came with a new problem. Oh, but maybe you only want one, maybe you only need one. For that, came along this ma and said, okay, fine, so let's do a swap. Means the way it works in the Smana Beisaisiv is the other way around. The way it works is the good agud starts on both. That's really what I'm being tevei, a good agud is on both. And now to take care of your problem that you don't need both, you only need one. So then now I'm giving an option, okay, do a swap. I'd be moided to the Taz in that way. It's just not practical, but I'd be moided to the Taz is we'll do a good agud on both. And now you're complaining that you only need one, but say this, so only buy one. And I won't have to buy one. Kilu, that Taz is far. That just I can see you Sif Yud, that you could take care of Zaitika problems with one option, even though it's not inverted, even though I'm not willing to do the same. So to here, let's do good or good on both. You take both or I'll take both. Are you going to come along with a taina, you only need one, then I can taina, you know what, Peseda. So take the one that you want, pay me for the one that you want, and the other one, let's leave in the Shutvis. That, I could hear the Taz's type of Asvara. Because I started off with a good agud. You have a problem with it. You only need one. I'll address it. Fine, so take the one that you want. And let's leave the other one in the Shutvis. That I could hear would work. But to do the other way around, let's do a swap. Oh, you have a problem, you need both. Okay, so buy both of them. That doesn't. The holding doesn't start. The swap is not a good agud. You're forcing me out of my ishtamches, what I need. That what you meant before that? Till now, I had the ishtamches of both, and now you're forcing me out. That the whole thing doesn't start. So mainly, you don't have the ties. The Maisa, my eitz is not so practical, because the Gadai doesn't want, Tevei doesn't want to give the Nitva a choice to take whichever one he wants out of the Shutzes and remain the other one in the Shutzes. So therefore, this man, and the Beiseis, it says Beiseida. So either buy both, you don't want to buy both, but says, let's do a swap. You take one and I take one. In London, I can hear the Taz that way, but the way the Taz says it, I don't hear it. All right, that's the halakha. So kumtois, what you do now is you have to do an individual good agud on every single unique item. Anything item that has its own hishtamshis, its unique hishtamshis, you do good agud on that. If you want to ask for good agud on both, you could do that if you also give him the option of making a swap. So really, there are two ways now, Rabbi said, to deal with this case. Either you do individual good agud on each item, or if you do it on both, and with the option of swapping, so then there won't be, even swapping is not a good agud on each item. Swapping is something else. Swapping is you take one and I take one. Doing a good agud on each individual item might end up that I'll have both, I'll have one, you'll have one, you'll have both. It's a whole different type of a formula. But you could do either one. Either you could do a good agud zeh hazeh on each item individually, or you could do a good agud on the whole package, provided you also give the option of making a swap. Okay, let's continue in the Mechaba. Ushnei dvarim, and two things, shetashmish and shava, that they are the same, tishtamshis. You own two pieces of land, two houses, two chatserim, two tape recorders, two shvachas, and they both are bakers. So you have two items that are the same. Udemein shavin, and they're worth the same value as well. Ve'ein b'shum echad mem kedei chaluka, and neither item has kedei chaluka in it. Then you could say good agud. What does that mean? We have two houses in this extra, in this complex that they couldn't sell, and we're breaking up our shutvis. Take whichever house you want, and I'll take the other house. And that will work. When there were two shvachas, which were unique, they had different types of shtamshes, you can swap. Mashenkin over here, with the items are the same, they have the same shtamshes, then you could swap. Take whichever one you want, and I'll take whichever one I want. $1 million kasha. A bomb. What does a mechaba mean? How could a mechaba call this good agud? What's good agud here? It's chalukah. Well, it's two items that are identical. I don't know, does it make a difference if you do it two different times? Let's say I buy one piece of land, and then I buy later on another piece of land adjacent, and it's attached. Now we own a larger piece of land. We'll get it rezoned, and now it's one piece of land on the map, right? So I do. In which case? The beginning of the Zman. Yeah, that really, that's when it's Ein Bo Kedei Chaluka. When something is Ein Bo Kedei Chaluka, so then the whole Shaila was, so we did. I take out whatever I want, you take out whatever you want. Here too. If we own two shvakas that are identical, or two pieces of land that are identical, or two houses, so I'll take one and you take one. What has to do good or good? Say better. Why do I have to? It's not just the loloshin is a problem, it's a mitzvah. Why do I have to give you the option, the upper hand, to decide which one you want and stick me with the other one? Let's just do a gairo. A chaluka means gairo. So Mechab over here is saying Guraga means not Aidei Gairo. Why isn't it? It should be a regular din Aidei Gairo. What is going on over here? It should be a regular din. And that's $1 million kasha. Baruch Hashem, I found. Rather, the Yad Ramah is mavu like that in many places, that in this type of situation where they are shava in the shtamshis, we are chok in begoyro. He says, lahedji, begoyro. So it's not like the machab. I don't know. But Baruch Hashem, I found the kasha, the ulam and mishpat yester kasha, and the shure b'shmul in Baba Basra, Yigimah Mebeis, Reish Nandalit, yester shayla as well. What's going on? What's after the gudog? It's a regular chalukah. All right. It's a loshim from the tour. So, okay, so you have the cash in the tour. Where did the tour take it from? Yeah, in a Hanami. It's a problem. What's going on here? All right. Let's just finish up and we'll get back to you. V'hu adin lem ein demeim shavim, even if it's not demeim shavim, if they have two different values, we could also make this type of chalukah. V'ein chilek b'ein amechad noisim l'shein amad b'eini b'eini. I tell you, give the larger amount. Let's say it's not the same value. We have one house that's five bedrooms, one house that's four bedrooms. So the house that's five bedrooms is considerably more, as it's worth another $30,000. Fine. So either you take the larger house and pay me $30,000, and I'll take the smaller house, or forget, I'll take the larger house and pay you the $30,000, and you take the small house. It's tashmishim shava, and we'll incorporate the difference in price, into the Gedogen. I'll add that to the smaller house in the payment. Good. You take the large house, I'll take the small house, or faket, and we won't pay the difference. That's also considered Gedogen.
You said that was Gedogen. That's a real Gedogen.
That's L'chaira, a real Gedogen. Yeah, that's L'chaira. Again, it's a Gedogen. It's not a Chaluka, because it's not the same value, but it will be a Gedogen. I'm willing to be mevate. Good. V'yesh mishachaylik b'zeh, and are those who argue on this, the Ramban argues on this, the look in Sifkot and Lamedala, the Ramban says, atum masib g'taymah v'kosim mishum du yofa v'ro k'shnei minim domi. When you have something that's yofa and something that's ro, it's like two separate minim, and memele, you can't do such a good or a good. All right, but we don't pass on like that. It's mechab is a stam, v'ankakak yesh Mishachaylik, the halach is kistam, and we paskin that you could force this type of a good or a good.
So what would the chaluk call? You're also stuck forever?
You're going to be stuck. You can't do a good or a good. If the houses are individually divisible, then you do chaluk on each house. If it's not individually divisible, then you're going to be stuck. The Taz also paskins over here, like the first shita, that there is good or a good. All right. Right, Pashit, you can't say Kimli. Right, there's a Achray and Bravery Shainim hold like that anyway, and it's Tamaka Kesh Mishachaylik, and you have the Achray of the Taz. L'Chay Pashit won't be able to say Kimli like the second Shita. All right, we have a few more minutes, Rabbi. So I just want to be Medaikid, something which is very bothersome in the Machaba. Let's go back to the case before. Shnei Dvarim, Shetashmishin Shava, Udemein Shavin, Ve'ein Bashum Echid Mem Kadei Chaluka. Each one individually is not divisible. So then what you do is you swap and you do this quote-unquote good agud, or we call it a chaluka, zebazah. That's what the mechaba. But why did mechaba need to tell you that each one individually, ve'im b'shum echmem kadei chaluka? What would be if we have two houses and or two chatzeris and each one is kadei chaluka? We would still do the exact same thing. Talacha later on, God, it's mamish the next sif. In Sif Yedalad, there's halacha later on, I think it's in Kufayin Dalad that says it, that when you'll have two houses, we swap the houses, even if each individual has his kadei chaluka. Because why should we cut each house in half if we can make it simpler and just you take a house and I take a house? It's like me destined to force me to have a half house here and a half house here if I could have one big house together. So that would be the same halacha. If you'll have two items that even though each one is divisible, still, if they're shovim and they're the main shovim, the tashmishim shovim, you'll take one and I'll take one. It will be the exact same halacha. Why is the Mechaber telling you that this whole halacha is predicated on the fact that ein b'shum echem hem kedei chaluk? It's not true. Even if yesh ben kedei chaluk, it's the exact same halacha. And this kasha is bothered by many achrin and bothered by the shayla. What is going on here?
Come.
Oh, let me hear.
If you have a whole house with Ruch and Liki, take half and half. What's Chaliki? Okay, maybe swap one against one. It's not a Chaliki.
Okay, so you machab into a Bach. I'm not sure I don't understand it, but if you machab into it, maybe explain it to me. The Bach says, Mamish that. The Bach says that you're right. Avad, even if it would be Yesh Bem Kedei Chaluk, you'll do the exact same thing. You'll take one and I'll take one. But Zakta Bach, when it's a Yesh Bem Kedei Chaluk individually, so then when we do the swap, Aydei Chaluka, Aydei Goyrum. Mashenk, and if each one individual is aimed by Kedei Chaluka, so then when we'll do the swap, Aydei Gura Agud. I say Zakta Bach. And I didn't understand the Bach. Like, why? It's back to our kasha we had before. Even in B'chai Gamla, if we're going to do a swap, it should be a regular chalukah, we should do it Ayidei Goyim. Like, and if not, then even though I could do individually a chalukah, but if I'm not doing individually a chalukah, then Vayitah should be good to go. Like, why should that make the difference? I saw Bokrim Shmur Zavke also said, Tzorech Bia, what type of a surah does a Bach have? The Ulam HaMishpat says, a different shot, the Ulam HaMishpat says, is that halacha that we swap a house for a house, or a chatzav a chatzav, is because it's midas sedoim to cause me to have two half houses or two half chatzeris. But if you'll have a reason why you need that, why for you it's beneficial to have two half houses, then enochanambi, the chalukah will be in each house individually. So that's what the Mechaber is saying over here. Mechaber is telling you that ein b'shum echem en kadei chalukah, so then will vadi be able to swap house against a house or kli against a kli. Mashenkein, if it would have been divisible, each one, if it would have been yesh b'em kadei chalukah, then not always would the halacha be like this. Sometimes the halacha would be that you cut each house in half. That's the ulam ha-mishpat. Kishalatzmi, I would have said a different shot in the Mechaber. I would say the whole Mechaber is achono for the next halacha. The Mechaber really is telling you two halakas. One is if it's domain shoven, and one is if it's ain't domain shoven. By domain shoven, taka, there's no nafkamina. But by ain't domain shoven, there's a major nafkamina. By ain't domain shoven, if one is worth $100 and one is worth $200, and now I want to make the swap and pay the difference, that swap is for sure a good ogedikadin, right? Because it's not tit for tat, it's not apple for apple. It's a five-bedroom house for a four-bedroom house. That's not chalukah, that's good ogid. You're buying me out on my chaluk of my five-bedroom. What I own more in this five-bedroom over the four-bedroom, you're paying me for it, you're buying me out. So that's a lumdus, that's for sure good ogid. That only works if each one individually is aimed by kedei chalukah. So when you don't have chalukah, then we do good ogid. But if each one individually is kedei chalukah, then you can't force such a good or ogid, you take one house and I take another house. You can't do that. Because whenever you have kedei chalukah, chalukah is always better than good or ogid. So you won't be able to force such a swap. Because such a swap, in essence, is good or ogid. And you can't force a good or ogid when it's shaykh to do a chalukah. That's all the Mechaber meant. The Mechaber is saying you, see, the Ramah cut into the Mechaber a few, because it makes it longer. But if you take out the Ramah, the Mechaber is like very short. The Shnei Dvarim Shatamishin Shav Domein Shavah, the Ein B'Shum Echem Mehem Kedei Chalukah, you have this din. V'Odin Lemein Domein Shavim, you'll have the same din. So that you need only that second thing, V'Odin Lemein Domein Shavim, you'll have a din that you swap houses, is only when it's each one is individually not Kedei Chalukah. But if it will be Kedei Chalukah individually, then you can't force a swap. You can't force such a swap, because that means, in essence, you're forcing a good or good when you really have the option of kedei chalukah, and you can't do that. Chalukah is always odif. That's what I would have said. All right. The Shach takes it to a step further, and I'd rather think the Shach is emes apshat. The Shach in Sif Katan Yud Beis, I don't know why he doesn't say it over here, but Pasha, what he says over there in the next Sif is applicable over here as well. And he says, they have to be medayik the words differently. We teach the words, Vein b'shum echem en kedei chalukah is coming lafuki, if both have a kedei chalukah. And the Shach, I think, is more accurate in his teach, and he says, Vein b'shum echem en kedei chalukah lafuki, if one of them had kedei chalukah. Let's say you'll have two houses, and one is large enough that's kedei chalukah, and one's not large enough kedei chalukah. Zakta shach, since one is kedei chalukah, you will first be chaylik that house, because that has a kedei chalukah, and then you'll be left in the shutfis with something, with aimed at kedei chalukah, and you'll do good agud or remain in the shutfis. And it's really mefusha yad ramas. It's the exact same thing. If one of them is a yesh b'tekei chalukah, then we'll do a chalukah on that item, and on the other item, it'll remain in the shutfis. But you can't force a swap on it, even if they're valued the same. Let's say the larger house is older, so it's not as valuable. So the five-bedroom house is still worth only the exact same price as the four-bedroom house, because the four-bedroom house was newer. Still, Dr. Yad Rahman, the shach, will do the chalukah in the five-bedroom house, if it's yesh b'tekei chalukah, and then the four-bedroom house will remain in the shutfis, and on that, either do good or good, or we'll keep it in the shutfis. And the Yad Rahman says a beautiful svara. Why? He says, very geschmack. He says, to the extent that one is larger than the other, one is a yesh b'tekei chalukah and one isn't, it means zot merit that the kedei chalukah is larger than the other one. If it's larger, then by swapping, that's not chalukah, that's good or good. And whenever you have the ability to do chalukah, you can't do good or good. So as long as that house is chalukable, you could, it's divisible, then you're forced to do a chalukah on it. You can't make the swap, because swap is good or good, and that you can't do. You'll have to make the chalukah on it, and then the second house will remain in the shutfis. And then it's like you have that only, let's say you start off with shutfis only with that, so then your only option is to do good or good. It's not divisible. You do good or good. So Mamel, that's very geschmack. The Mechaber doesn't say, ve'im b'shneim k'dei chalukah. The Mechaber says, ve'im b'shum echad mehem k'dei chalukah. La'fuk, if it would be b'shum echad mehem. If one of them would have had kedei chalukah, then the halacha would be is bichaylik that, and the other one will remain in the shutzis, and then the gerogit on the second one. That's all the mechaz, and it's a very geshmak, a dik, and I think it's mamish, it fits. The ma'aseh to mefushi yad rama, the halacha is anyway coming from the yad rama, it makes sense that that is a pshat in the mechaba. Alright, Rabbi Say, believe that the next week, yudalit, it's from here on in, it's mamish easy sifim, it's very geshmak. Oh, the yaktik is perm, sorry. The following week. The following week, I just want to be mice of one more halach I forgot to mention. There's a chazanish. You mentioned about a store before. The chazanish has a case if you are shutim on a store with its inventory. So the chazanish says, you really shutim on two separate things. There's the real estate, the store, and then there's the inventory. So, an ain't hashmishim shava. Stores is stores, real estate, and inventory is food to sell, or whatever, items to sell, merchandise to sell. So it's blibes like ain tashmishim shava. So really, you should be doing a good agud on each one individually. First on the store, and then on the merchandise, or vice versa. But it's two separate things, because the guy could say, I want both. Zokta chazanish, but if they need each other, that is, when a store has the merchandise in it, it's more valuable than selling the store separate and the merchandise separate, which is probably the case, then each one really needs each other, Zakta Chazanish, then you will do a good agud on both and on Bivasachas. That which the Mechaber said over here in Sif Gimel by two shvachas, you do good agud separately, individually, that's because the two shvachas don't need each other. There's a baker and a seamstress. The seamstress doesn't help the baker, and the baker doesn't help the seamstress. Two separate shvachas. So do good agud separately. But here, where they're intertwined on it, the meshubit zel lazeh, it's like one big shutfis, and merely you do one big good agud on both of them, bevasachas, on the inventory together with the chenus, with the real estate. And then the chazanish is mesayim, a nice chav. It's a chiddush. He says, but if the person who wants to do good agud is willing to compensate for the hefsid, let's give a marshal, let's say the real estate is worth $200 and the merchandise is worth $100, $300. But if you sell them together, it's worth $350. So, Dr. Chazanish, you could do good agud individually as long as you're willing to add $50 into the cheshbin, so that the other guy won't lose out, because he really would have wanted to sell the whole package together, because together it's worth $350. You could do good agud individually as long as you're willing to add in $50 into the deal. I'll do good agud $100 on the merchandise, and I'll pay you an extra $50 just to cover your hefsid. Chazanish says that you could do. It's a chiddush, Rabbi Isai, because really, I'll leave you with this, really it's a matana what you're doing, because the merchandise is only worth $100. So you're telling me that if I buy the merchandise, I only have to pay $100. If you buy the merchandise, you pay me the $100. Plus, you give me an extra $50 to cover the loss by breaking up the package, chanus and merchandise separate. L'chay, I can tell you, you know, I don't want that extra $50. You know, similar to what we had before, machlekes yishenim, by the kaki, you're telling me, okay, you give me that extra amma. Shani matane zichya, I'm tanning her from a taina. Shani matane zichya. Huh? To breaking up a package, you mean? It's a schar to cover the hefzid of breaking up the package.
Somebody putting it together.
Okay, but
somebody put it together.
If it's extra, so then it's a matana. If it's a matana, I don't want a matana. Teretz is, you have to learn that really I had to do it together. And because you're breaking it up, so you're paying me for my loss. So it's not a matana. You're paying me for my hefzid kilo. Memela, it would work out. All right, Rabbi Sa'ad, good tavach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.